Kannapolis, North Carolina, will honor native son Dale Earnhardt with a memorial service this Sunday. The legendary stock car racer was killed 2 days ago in a crash at the Daytona 500. As tributes continue, there's a debate over whether NASCAR is doing enough to protect its drivers, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In a horrifying instant Sunday, the sport of stock car racing was turned upside down. Going into that final lap of the Daytona 500, the focus was on who would win a thrilling race and get the 2001 NASCAR season off to a great start. But then Dale Earnhardt died, and suddenly the focus has shrunk to this. How can NASCAR drivers protect their vulnerable heads and necks? Earnhardt's autopsy confirmed that he died from blunt force injuries to the head when his car veered into a wall at about 180 miles an hour. NASCAR officials held a news conference yesterday, and reporters zeroed in on the issue of the moment.
At what point do you require safety equipment if you determine that it might save lives? What's the process that you follow, and are you in the process of looking at that now with this piece of equipment?
The equipment is the head and neck support device, or HANS. A few drivers wore the brace at Daytona. Earnhardt didn't. There is now a debate going on over whether HANS could have saved Earnhardt's life. NASCAR President Mike Helton said NASCAR recommends that drivers try the device, but there's nothing required at this stage.
We simply are not going to react for the sake of reacting. And we're not going to do something just because it's a reaction that we can take credit for. We will do it when it's the right thing to do.
It was a revealing moment of near bravado, but not surprising, according to auto racing journalist Bill King.
NASCAR has its pace. It's not going to be pushed. It has to do with the philosophy of the people that are involved. You know, they're, for the most part, Southerners and you know, we don't take kindly to people telling us how to do things.
King says racing safety has evolved along with the technology. As cars got faster, new injuries cropped up and were dealt with.
Heck, they didn't have shoulder harnesses in them until after Joe Weatherly hit the wall at Riverside in the early 60s and his head flew out the window and hit the wall and fractured his skull.
Now, says King, the main focus has become the snapping head injuries that killed Earnhardt and three other NASCAR drivers last season. The HANS device still is being refined, and engineers are testing track walls that are softer than the current concrete ones. But whatever they come up with, requiring drivers to wear safety devices may be the tallest order. In the psychology of racing, too much focus on safety features means you're thinking about crashing and not winning. And just days before he died, Dale Earnhardt defended his use of an open-faced helmet, considered not as safe as the helmets that surround the head.
I believe in what I wear. I believe in the open-faced helmet over the full face. I believe the way it reacts when in a crash versus your neck versus your chin, your shoulders, is better for you than what the other guys have. I've made it through a lot of bad crashes.
Since Earnhardt's death, several NASCAR drivers have ordered the head and neck support device. While NASCAR says it won't be pushed into action, it's not hard to imagine the TV networks that paid over $2 billion for the rights to broadcast racing might want to protect their investment and make sure NASCAR doesn't let the viewing public conjure up any stereotypes about stock car racing being a blood sport. Tom Goldman, NPR News.